What's up, guys? Faruki Bros here, back with another video. And today for you guys, we discussed probably the biggest news in the superhero world, and that's the casting of the new Superman and Lois Lane. We've been discussing this over the last 2 months, I think, about what we think about, you know, what Superman can go in a casting perspective. But we finally have an answer, and I'm going to get the photo up right now, and you guys can discuss. Our new Superman officially is David Cornsweet. He's going to be playing a younger Superman. Here's some concept photos. This is from Dratinti. I think I'm probably saying the artist name right, but I didn't say it. But he's done a lot of concept art officially for DC. So if he's dropping this as a concept, you never know. It might be something that DC itself is considering really awesome to look like. So I've heard rumors they might be going with 1940s Fleischer costume. But right now we're talking about just this guy playing the new Superman, potentially for the next 10 years. This is the way James Gunn is trying to plot this guy's future out. We're looking at potentially a trilogy and multiple appearances across multiple things. Now, we know we can get in discussion if W is too broke to pull that off or not. It's a different discussion. But potentially, this is the next generation Superman. This is the generation, this is the Superman that potentially our kids are going to be watching. So it's interesting to see that from our angle now that we've gone through a few Superman ourselves. So I'll start us off since I'm the resident Superman fan, right? So my thoughts on Superman. It's a bit of a bittersweet thing because I'm a fan of Henry Cavill Superman. I did want to see him continue. I think the way that he got let go when they promised him Man of Steel 2, they brought him back for Black Adam, and then last second they stripped it away right when James Gunn got the job, is not as good as if, let's say, he just never showed up and he never got brought back for Black Adam, and it's just he was always in limbo. If he was always in limbo and then they recasted him, I would have been okay with it because his future was never clear since 2017's Justice League, to be honest. But by the way they did it, it still irks me the wrong way. That being said, I think most Superman fans can attest to this. It's been so long since we had a Superman movie. I'm just ready to see a Superman movie now. It doesn't have to be with an actor that I've originally seen. And whether we like it or not, Man of Steel came out 10 years ago now. That is a normal time for a reboot. In fact, the time between Andrew Garfield's last movie and Tom Holland's first movie was 2 years. So there's not much of a gap these days when it comes to reboots. So in that sense, Superman's had his time to rest on the live action screen, and he's back now in a full movie. So I think the actor is good. His voice sounds very much like how I want Superman to sound like. So overall, I'm actually fairly impressed by the casting. Some might say it's a little uninspired because his name's been floating with the character for many years. But honestly, based on these two concepts, based on his natural hairstyle, I think, and he has the jawline, I think this could work as Superman. So I'm going to go around the room and see what Zion thinks next. What do you think about the new Superman actor?
I mean, I pretty much agree with all your points. Obviously, I'm not too familiar with any of his works pretty much at all. But he does have the look down. And from the interviews, like you said, he does have like the voice that he can give a good Superman portrayal and even a Clark Kent portrayal as well. So I think just on those, just on just surface level, he looks like, yeah, he can fit the role. People were saying, that, oh, he looks kind of thin and this is that. I don't know if it's going to be like a Henry Cavill situation where he's gonna muscle up for the role, or they're gonna keep him slightly more slimmer, kind of like a hybrid between like Christian Reeve and Henry Cavill, where he's not too thin, but he's not over bulky either. Maybe since he's like a younger Superman or whatnot, whatever the story they're going with, they might keep him that way. I don't know, but we'll see. Other than that, I think that he's fine. Like you said, people do say it's kind of uninspired or like unoriginal because we've heard the name floating around a little bit, and even he's been trying to attach to Superman auditions for a while as well. So, but I think it'll be fine. I think they got a guy who has the look, and really with Superman, that's at least 60% of the role, the look. And if everything else just falls in place, which is the writing and the story, then I think he could be very serviceable and a good Superman.
And I think Omar Zan hit one of the points I wanted to kind of transition with you to, and that's the idea that Superman actors have never been well known. And I'll be honest myself, I haven't seen this guy in any role. And I've known there's some movies he's in. Those movies have not gotten great reviews. People have questioned his acting chops, but which Superman hasn't been questioned on his acting chops? That's like the next thing. And he's not like Batman, where you need a big A-list actor or a really, really, really prestigious actor to take on the role. So like Robert Pattinson. So you don't need that, but you need the look. So my question to you is, did they get the look down?
Yeah, they got the look down. I think that here's the thing, right? Like, you can get the look down, and I think the actor will play the character really well. I think where the struggles lie with the character itself is the writing, is who's the villain, what, like it's everything else that comes into play. And we've never really had a Superman that doesn't really look like him on the screen. You know, like Henry Cavill looked like him, Christopher Reeves looked like him, even Brandon Routh looks like Superman, it, to me at least. So it's never been that. It's never been the issue with the Superman character or the movies, right? The issue's always been like how they've portrayed him, what they're choosing to do with him, right? And I think that like it depends how they which way they want to go. I think that for this movie to be good, they need to make it somehow unique. Like it can't just be the same. It can't be. I actually think they can't just follow any of the previous works. Like if they make try to make him like Christopher Reeves, I think the movie's gonna fail. And if they try to make him like Henry Cavill, I think again the movie's gonna fail. I think you have to make him like unique. You have to give him his own personality and make the movie a little bit different than what we've seen before. If they're able to do that, I think this movie stands a chance to do well. But if they can't do that, then I feel like they're gonna struggle right out. Like the first trailer will give us like the trailer alone will tell us what this movie's gonna be.
Yeah, personally, I'm not looking for. I don't want any John Williams rescore. I don't want anything like that. If you're gonna go, you gotta go fresh, both in style and look. And base, from what I heard, James Gunn wants to go with a unique, style, a unique color grading, and unique director style for this. He's trying to go as much out of the box as he can. But let's see if that's he actually has the capability to do that or not. I think it remains to be seen if he can get out of his normal formula, which is, you know, the ragtag group. And from what the rumors are saying, that's what this movie's gonna be, but he's gonna use the villains for that, you know? So like he's not getting out too much of his formula, but at least he's gonna try to play Superman like the Boy Scout, which is kind of what David Corenswet himself wanted. He publicly admitted that he really likes Henry Cavill's take on Superman, but he wants a much more brighter and hopeful character than what we've seen in those movies, though I would personally argue against, you know, like how if the fact that I think he was hopeful in those movies, but I test. For Samir, I want to jump on you. I mean, are you excited to see a hopeful and lighter Superman movie? And what do you think about David Corenswet taking on that role?
As far as seeing a lighter movie, the problem I have with the movie is that the villains don't look that great so far. So even if it's light, it'll be kind of goofy light. But Superman doesn't have good villains at all. So I guess that's what's to be expected. But the cast, it looks fine as far as I know. He's got the look down. I haven't seen him in anything just like you guys, so pretty much the same opinion. We can talk about the lowest cast.
Yeah, that's the one I'm gonna make a circle on. You can start there. Start us right there. Lois Lane, I mean, this is Rachel Brosnan. Hopefully I'm saying her name right. I've been butchering
Brosnahan.
names these last few days. Brosnan, is that how you say her name?
Yeah,
Well, most famously known from Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. So, and she's done a couple other roles in TV. So again, Samir, both in look and if you've seen her in any other roles, she's more of a TV actress, but what do you think about her as Lois
that's
potentially?
what I was gonna say. I think she has the face of like a TV actress, so I'm not as confident in her as I am in the Superman casting. But yeah, I kind of don't like this casting. That's my opinion. I mean, I haven't seen Marvelous Miss Maisel. I'm sure Shiraz has seen it because he loves TV.
I
But
have not seen it, but
I
I have not seen it, but go ahead.
don't know about this one. I think they missed on this. But
I think it's a miss. All right.
a lot of the rumored cast, I wasn't really sure about them either. So I guess we'll have to wait for the movie to see.
Were you a fan of the Amy Adams casting? I don't remember if you liked that casting as Lois either.
She's a good actress.
Right. Yeah, but you like her as Lois. She's a great, I think she's a bigger than Lois Lane as an actress. She's one of the best
Well,
actresses.
yeah.
But do you think
As
she was a good
Lois,
Lois?
he was all right, yeah. I guess.
I'll go reverse or I'll go last. And so, Umar, now you go next. What did you make of this as Lois Lane? I think she
I
has
think
a look.
she has a look, but I don't know. Again, I've never seen her or anything. So if she's a good actress, I think she'll be fine then. But if
Yeah,
she's like not good as an act, like she's like Tyler Hoechlin or whatever his name is, then nah, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't about it.
We a few weeks ago we were discussing the three last choices for Lois Lane, and you actually did not pick this one. I remember we were going through saying which one we wanted. You were picking the one from Bridgerton, but apparently she gave a
She
good
would have been
idea.
a thousand times better than whoever this is.
But apparently they
I've seen her
weren't.
act. She's actually pretty good.
Yeah, so apparently James Gunn actually paired originally each Lois with a specific Superman actor. So I think that Lois was specifically paired with Nicholas Holt, who missed out on the role of Superman. Second time he missed out on something, he missed out on Batman as well.
That's an L. That's an L, bro.
The double L.
Paired with the worst.
Yeah, but Zian, I'm gonna go to you next, and then we'll go to comments, and I'll go as well. What do you think about Lois Lane?
I mean, I think she does have the look. I kind of disagree with Samir. I mean, I get the point he's making that yeah, she has a kind of TV actress vibe, but I think that she has a look of like a reporter, and she could play like the Lois Lane well. She has like a certain archetype that looks like it, closer more to like the Superman Returns Lois or even Margot Kidder Lois. She kind of gives up that kind of vibe, though. I haven't watched Marvel's Ms. Maisel, so I'm not too familiar with her acting, but I know obviously she's much more experienced than David Corenswet and more like bigger projects. So that obviously does give me more confidence that, okay, maybe she could pull off the acting chops where David Corenswet, he can just rely on the looks more than the acting. So I think for that, I'm not underconfident, but I think she'll be fine. I don't see any reason not to think that she's going to do bad in the role. I think, again, it comes down to how is Lois going to be written, because in the Chris Trees movies, she was more of like the damsel in distress or like very like erratic reporter where she's very into her job. And Amy Adams was more like, yeah, she's like the voice of reason and like she's more grounded. And she brings Superman, like, you know, like she keeps him on Earth in like both the figurative and realistic sense. So I wonder which way they're going to go with it, where she has agency or she's going to be damsel in distress again. I think that also all plays into how well she'll do in the role.
I don't think they'll ever make her damsel in distress ever again, for obvious reasons.
You never know. I think James Gunn, he's that type of guy.
People say, I mean, let's be honest, one of the biggest criticisms of James Gunn is how he writes women female characters. So like that's been one of his biggest knocks from the beginning. And so I'm not totally, in fact, if someone asks me what I'm least confident in, I'm actually least confident in Lois Lane. I'm more confident in Superman. I think he can just pull off the Superman. But I think writing for Lois, there's a very fine line of doing what like Zack Snyder did and then doing what Joss Whedon did, you know, with Thirsty Joke, as the famous Samir line from back in the day. Thirsty Joke, his biggest criticism, which is my criticism too. But but from a look perspective, I think Rachel is a great fit. Like when I see this photo in particular, I do see the Lois Lane. I can give her like that kind of charm and wit that Lois has from a writing perspective. I think it can do well. And Marvelous Ms. Maisel has won a ton of awards. So she is, even though she's, like Samir said, a TV actress, she's prestige TV. So she's the one who's winning Emmys and not necessarily the one who's doing like CW, for example.
Yeah, not network television. Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't do network television, but she does like the more higher quality TV. And the last one is the rumor for Lex Luthor. There's two brothers going up for the role here. And it's Alexander and Bill Skarsgård, who are on the short list to play Lex Luthor. So these are two brothers going against each other for the role. I'll go around the room. Who do you think is the better choice? And Zian, I'm going to go with you on this one. Who are you thinking, Alexander or Bill? Because I've heard on social media, there's almost equal size saying for both. And this might be one of the most inspired choices for Lex. So I will be fine with both, but which one do you think would be better?
I guess I'll go against the typical grain. I think Alexander Skarsgård will be better. I think because if you go with Bill, obviously he has a lot of range where he can play like the more weirder guy or even like a typical rich guy like we saw in John Wick almost. But I think it'll give him more of a younger vibe, kind of like Jesse Eisenberg had in BVS. So obviously I guarantee he'll be written very differently. But just that vibe of he's a younger Lex with a younger Superman. I think having an older or seemingly older, more experienced businessman Lex, that now this Superman enters his world and kind of destroys his notion of power and everything, I think that works better now with this an older Lex, or somebody who can portray an older, more experienced Lex. And I think Alexander Skarsgård is like the guy for that.
So Samir, I'm going to you next. I mean, of the two, Zian saying Alexander, which one are you going for the two?
I'd probably go the other way with Bill. I think he was pretty good in John Wick. If he plays the character with that vibe, even though he's kind of just playing like a French guy in that movie, but if he plays Lex Luthor with that vibe, I think he can pull it off really well.
It's funny. I'll go next because I actually agree with Samir between the two of you. You know, Alexander's a great actor, but when I saw John Wick 4, I mean, I'm looking at this guy, I can see Lex Luthor, you know, like just I can see John Wick 4 is what convinced me. Not like obviously he also played Pennywise. He has some other roles. You know, some horror. He has a lot of horror movie roles in particular. But I think when I saw him play the villain of John Wick, I'm like, you know what? You give him the drip. And you give him a little bit of swagger, and you make him absolutely hate the idea of Superman, it could work. So I like the fit. But either one works for me.
I don't know. I feel like he'll be like a better dressed Jesse Eisenberg.
If you, yeah, if they give him those fits, then he's gonna pull it off. You
know? I'm saying it's all about the fit, but you say he'll be like Eisenberg. I guess that's the not the. I think I love Jesse Eisenberg less Luther, so I have no problem with
it. I do too, but I think if you're going a more traditional take, make him more traditional businessman again, you know, and make him older to conscious yeah. younger Superman.
So Omar, you have two people saying Bill and two people saying Alexander. Which one are you going for?
I agree with Jan. I think you got to make him a little older. And I think if you go with the younger guy, I think we're going to get something like the Green Goblin.
From Spider-Man 2.
From Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not trying to see that. Like, I'm literally not trying to see that.
Thing is, so here's, we could look at the tea leaves a little bit and look at some of James Gunn's old comments, because he said that his favorite Lex Luthor ever is the one from Smallville, right? Michael Rosenbaum, who played Lex Luthor in Smallville, that Lex knew Superman since high school. Like, they knew each other from the beginning, and they were like childhood friends, and then eventually they came to hate each other and what have you. So imagine they're going that route and they want a young Lex who is the same age as Superman. They grew up together, they knew each other. Like, he knows Clark, but he doesn't know Superman. That might then the reason is, if you go down that route, it sounds just like Amazing Spider-Man 2's Green Goblin Peter Parker combination. So I'm like, that's the worry. But
Yeah, it could go both ways. You can do the small way, which obviously was a very, very good dynamic, or you can go the main Spider-Man way where it's kind of like cringe almost. But that's the fear. I'd rather than just play it safe, play traditional. It's already gonna be a safe movie, so keep it safe.
I actually think now that you said that, I think if they went that route, it'll still be a very fresh take. Because we've never seen, like, we haven't seen that film, like, yeah, in a while, like, on like the big screen. So I think if they did that, especially with these actors, I don't think they're going to be as cringe as Andrew Garfield and whoever that other guy was.
What do you think about the match, though? Like, when I put it on screen, if this Superman against this Lex, like, do you see it?
Is the vision it there? Works. Yeah, I see the vision. Yeah, I see the vision. Yeah.
So
Go ahead. I think the writing is going to be so bad.
I mean, that's the problem with James Gunn. You never
know. The writing is going to be so freaking bad. Unfortunately, you know, Superman, that's what he runs. That's what he's ran into in the past few years. It's bad writing.
The past 40. That's been a consistent element. But yeah, is what it is. I'm going to go through the comments. So we have one comment saying that the movie doesn't stand to do well unless they make it special, like the comic cover that James Gunn keeps sharing, All-Star Superman. I think All-Star Superman's, like, I mean, I don't even mean like that comic, but I would not want All-Star Superman for the first Superman movie. It seems like a last Superman movie. Like, the old man Logan of Superman stories is that. So, I mean, that's what I would have done. Another comment saying that even Henry Cavill himself didn't like Zack Snyder's dark version. He said he likes... So this is a new rumor. Twitter's been on the last 2 days, if you've noticed. Not new. I mean, those who know. But Henry Cavill apparently does not really like... Of the two Justice Leagues, he prefers the Joss Whedon one, right? Apparently. That doesn't mean he doesn't like Zack Snyder. That doesn't mean he doesn't like Zack Snyder Justice League. He said very good things about it. But he's to be fair, I've also heard... I mean, all four of us have heard for many years now, at least since 2018, that Henry Cavill is not a huge fan of that take, but that was the cards he's been dealt. So it kind of is what it is. I'm sure if given the choice, he probably would prefer the James Gunn script, but he's not Superman anymore.
Which is why I personally don't understand why they just chose to X him out. Like, he was already kind of like wanting this type of take.
I think because he's 40 years old now, they felt like just that's not the Superman they want to do anymore. They want to go young.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So he's in his 20s, David. So you got so
far. Is he in his 20s? I thought he was 30 years old.
Late 20s, yeah.
Interesting.
And then one comment saying they look just like the characters. I do think the look is basically now David Corn sweat when this movie came out like 2 years ago. When this image came out, everyone's like, oh, Superman, Superman, Superman. So it's not like like we've heard his name for many years now, associated with the characters. Just let's see how he does. And another comment, David looks like Superman, he's a good actor. Someone saying anything's better than the chemistry that Henry and Amy had. I thought they had very good chemistry in Man of Steel. And in BVS, so well, I just.
Why don't we ask Samir? Samir, what was the chemistry?
I'm a big Man of Steel. It's my favorite superhero movie, so I'm always gonna like it. But Samir, do you think the two had chemistry on screen?
I think so. I mean, I like Man of Steel. They're pretty good in Man of Steel.
I thought they're very good in Man of Steel. Yeah, and you can discuss if they kept it going or not.
Did they?
Yeah, Lois would be phenomenal. And then, yeah, so a lot of people are not Henry Cavill. What kind of comments do we have there? A lot of people aren't fans of the Henry and Amy combo.
It's the same guy, bro.
Yeah, and then on the Lex Luthor point, both brothers are suited for other DC characters, so not necessarily Lex. And Alex would have made an amazing Aquaman. That's interesting. I'm not sure Aquaman's coming back to the big screen for quite some time, but like after Aquaman 2, because I don't think if they right away give you another one, people are going to feel the whiplash of not having Jason in the role. Though after The Flash and seeing his post-credit scene, I'm not sure you're not going to see any
more. Even more so if they revert to a non-person of color for the role, it'd be like, you're going backwards now. You know, like
they're gonna that's not gonna fly. They have to think smart when it comes to the new Aquaman. Like Zack Snyder made a change that you can't really reverse from without looking pretty bad. Okay, so then anything's better than Jesse Lex. I'm a big fan of Jesse's Lex. Wish they got Ryan Gosling or Gyllenhaal. I don't think they have the budget for that. Like let's go that far. I don't think they have the budget for that big of an actor. I mean, if you look very carefully, and I hate to be that guy, but I think James Gunn's DCU won't have many big name actors. I think they're gonna be trying to cost save at some point. And where the DCEU actually got some really big name actors, Jesse Eisenberg is an award winning nominee, or he actually won an award maybe for the Facebook movie. And then Ben Affleck was an A-list actor, and then you brought some big names. Amy Adams, a big actress. The entire Man of Steel cast, like Jor-El,
Shannon, Michael
Shannon,
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, everyone.
Lawrence Fishburne for a minor role is that guy.
Listen, every single cast outside of Henry Cavill was an A-list actor, basically for Man of Steel. Like they got the best of the best. Don't expect that for this movie. Expect your lower name. I mean, the fact that even one of the Skarsgård brothers are up for the running is surprising. So I'll be happy with either of them, to be honest. And then we have agreement with John saying the businessman Lex route is the better way, and we still haven't gotten a proper businessman Lex Luthor. That's actually true because
you got to make him president, bro.
People think the Lex Luthor from the Christian movie was a businessman. He wasn't. He was just a criminal that wore a suit once in a while. Yeah, he was just a criminal. And then the Superman Returns Lex Luthor is just a continuation of the other Lex Luthor, even though he was wearing a suit also. And then Fatima jumps in saying, good luck to the new Superman actor. Hopefully Superman fans can find some love and joy in this. Henry Cavill will always be a favorite for me, at least. Yeah, I think we're all going to wonder what could have been if Henry Cavill got his own trilogy. And I'm still kicking myself that the team that's making Mission Impossible could have been making the Superman movie with Henry Cavill, and W said no. Remember that. So when you guys are watching Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1 that's coming out next month, just remember that could have been a Superman movie. But James Gunn, it is.
It would have been pretty bad.
It's actually coming out 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That movie's whatever. So
Samir would have hated it.
Yeah, so James Gunn is gonna keep it cheap. The flops are always around the corner. And speaking of flops, I mean, The Flash made like $5 million this week and weekend, it's gonna end its domestic route run at $100 million only, which is less than Green Lantern 2011. So the DCU
didn't they spend like $500 million to make it?
Yeah, it was a $200 million movie. But and then. Actually, yeah, so what is the actor's height? And someone answered 6'4", you know, so.
It doesn't matter, even if he was.
Yeah, they were just giving.
Or they just make it.
Like Henry Cavill, to make him on level with Ben Affleck, or didn't they put him on, like,
height and shoes? They put him on a box, bro. What do you think?
Yeah. On a box, but they put him on something. Yeah, and it's a good call in with the budget, with the string of losses recently. Yeah, so, yeah, this is Superman now, so, I mean, look. I must end the stream with the same way.
I'm trying to find the same way I started it.
It's been too many years since a Superman solo movie. In fact, it's been 10. This month, well, now we're in July. June was a 10-year anniversary of Man of Steel. We haven't had one Superman solo movie since. And we only had one movie where Superman had any significant screen time since, and that was BVS. Because both Justice League movies did not have much Superman in it. Then he showed up as a headless cameo multiple times. And then we had a one line from him in Black Adam. So us Superman fans, we're starving. Let's go to CW show. So me and Samir, us two Superman fans, I mean, we're in it together. So we're trying to get a solo movie out of here. You know what I'm saying? So Samir, you're with me, right?
Yeah, with David Cornsweet as Superman, Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. What happened? We went from Henry Cavill, Amy Adams.
No one knew Henry Cavill
was Russell Crowe. Like, who's playing Jor-El now? It's gonna be some weirdo. He's even gonna be never heard of his name ever.
Watch him hitting out, but they actually one of the rumors were one of the rumors were that James Gunn offered Henry Cavill a role in the DC universe. I'm like, what could they have offered him? Jor-El, you know? But
that would be the worst.
Or Yondu. Who's the Yondu actor? He could be a good Jonathan Kent.
Are you crazy?
He has a
Oh my god.
He's like Kansas.
That would be something. So bad.
I'm just trying to think of, like, if he's going to go into his old wheelhouse. He said at least two or three of the characters from his Guardians
Chris group Pratt, is coming over.
Yeah, Chris Mantis will be Mercy Graves. That's it.
Yeah, Mercy Graves, I can tell it's going to be the Mantis actress. Yeah, like, that seems an easy one. But how many other ones?
Why? Why do you feel it's an easy one?
Because it seems like a natural casting. I have no other point comment on that.
Chris Pratt's going to show up as Jimmy Olsen was.
Yeah, what, he's older than that. He's Jimmy Olsen.
They'll age him down.
They watch him make Chris like Perry White.
Oh my god, that would be so bad.
They could. You never know. It might just be crazy.
It has to be an older guy. They can't make a young guy Chris Perry White.
Chris Pratt's not going to be in Superman Legacy. Obviously, it's going to be some smaller actor. You know, obviously he's going to cast his brother and his wife in some roles, but we'll see which one.
I wonder what
his brother's going to be. Jimmy Olsen.
His brother could be Jimmy Olsen. His wife could be, you know, Lois Lane's mom. You know, or Martha Kent. You know, I don't know. Pick someone and put it in.
You know, I don't mind that. I like that better than the Vine guy being the side character in The Flash. They picked just a random Vine guy, bro. Listen, the YouTuber, you know.
They had The Flash. I don't know about The Flash,
bro. I don't even know what side character you're talking about.
The one who was like working with them in the lab, you know, and he's the middle of the movie also.
Oh, okay.
I don't understand. I still don't remember this.
You don't know that you can
do in for Booster Gold if you want to. That could be the cast.
I literally don't remember that in The Flash.
You know what I'm talking about? Back to the Future. That's the guy, right?
Okay.
Basically the worst scene in the movie, that part, that guy.
That part, yeah.
Yeah, that part. Think of the worst scene, that's the scene.
Legitimately, I don't know what was worse, that scene or the scene where he's saving the babies and the building's falling. It's like
the baby scene could have been good if the CGI was good. Like, that was just a VFX problem. It's not a writing problem.
The whole scene was stupid.
The scene where they were, we're going with a tangent, but the scene where they were talking about Back to the Future, that was the worst scene from a writing perspective. Just like you kept putting it to your face that this is Back to the Future 2. Like, I got it. I understood the first time you said it. The first time you said it, I would have gotten understood. 3-4 times later, I understand now. It is what it is. Either way, what do you guys think about Superman Legacy and the castings? Let us know in the comments below and join the debate. From myself, from Zion, from Umar, and from Samir, we're the Faruqi Bros, and we'll see you next time. Peace out.